You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all of them.
Though it feels too early, the very first orange and red leaves appear in the treetops, announcing that fall is just around the corner here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly on the front porch of the clubhouse.
So, Steve, today's the big day.
The day of your piano audition. Y'all ready for it?
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking forward to it all week, but now I'm feeling a little nervous.
You nervous? Yeah. You're always playing the piano. You love to play.
And you're good at it.
Oh, thanks. I guess I'm just not feeling confident today. I've never gone to an audition before.
What exactly happens at an audition?
Well, one at a time, each kid at the audition goes into a room with the music director and plays two songs, one that we've been able to practice, and another surprise one that we've never even seen before. Mm. After everyone has had a turn, the music director takes a week to choose who gets to play piano for the school play.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, but there probably will be other kids there who play really well. Maybe even better than me. What if I don't get the part? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say just give it your best shot. You gotta have high hopes.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that one could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
dam. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Problems just a toy balloon. They'll be bursted soon. They're just bound to problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop!
Sam Zucchini here, and that was a song from Frank Sinatra.
I'm going to go to the audition, and I'm going to get the part.
That's
the
spirit.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to audition for every piano part that comes along. I'll quit soccer and chess club, and maybe even drop out of school and just play piano.
Whoa, slow down, Steve.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You need balance in your life.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
balance.
Spelling, please.
B-A-L-A-N-C-E.
Definition, please.
Verb. To bring into or keep in equilibrium. To make well-proportioned and harmonious. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are stabilize.
Oh, hold her steady.
Or equilibrate. Sentence, please.
Farmer Brown here remind you that nature keeps everything in balance. It rains because nature intended it, and the earth needs it. So next time it rains, don't feel blue. Let your feet feel the earth, and feel the rain on your face.
Epcot, Pikachu, Game Boy, Barbie doll, Tetris Galaxy, join the club. Lunchbox, Value Pack, Big League, Sneakerware, Cartoon Universe, Teletubtub. It's a remake of a remake of a remake. All new episode all day long. Get the movie, check. Soundtrack, check. Website, check. Everybody log on.
The signs of dawn, the day begins. We walk outside, the grass is
track, nursing school, get her on the A-list. Soccer team, trumpet lesson, taekwondo. High school, regional, varsity finalist. Gotta be a 4.0. Take a test, do the math, Big Ten scholarship, MBA. You're a big success with salary, check. Benefits, check. Pension plan, check. Stock options, yes! Gigabytes, untold megahertz, memory bandwidth, digital war, global internet, e-com synergy, FedEx overnight at your door, shopping mall, multiplex, food court, colony, running in place, stop the ride, step outside, feel the rain on your face.
The signs of dawn, the day begins, the rain comes down, the grass is wet. The wind is warm, we start again, we start.
The signs of dawn, the day begins, we walk outside, the grass is sweet, the breath of life, we start again, we start. Again, we start.
A song from Tom Chapin.
Thanks for coming along with me.
You're welcome.
No problem. At least there aren't too many other kids here at the audition. I probably have a good chance of getting the part.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan.
Are you auditioning for the piano part too?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can go through with it. I'm afraid I'll goof up. I get nervous when I play in front of other people.
I was feeling kind of nervous earlier today too.
That's hard to believe. You're always playing for others. You'll probably get the part.
Well, I don't...
You never know, Susan.
Yeah, don't give up hope.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Husky, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Stevie Wonder at the top of the news today. there's trouble brewing in downtown Zucchini Land. That's right, folks. Two downtown merchants are having trouble seeing eye to eye, and it's creating an uncomfortable atmosphere for everyone. Coward O'Sell is live on location with the update. Coward!
Coward O'Sell here. Looks like we've got an argument, folks.
All my customers are not going to know what to do.
Well, you're selling sales then.
Looks like the mediator has arrived, folks.
Ma'am, this man over here is detracting from my sale.
Oh, yeah? Well, this guy over here spells it wrong.
Okay, now, let's sit down and take a few deep cleansing breaths. Good. Now, focus on your breath. Focus on your breath alone and not harboring any resentment toward each other. If any resentment or thoughts or feelings come into your mind, let them go.
I think you're right, but this is nice. I kind of like it. Yeah.
All my thoughts are blowing in the wind.
Huh. A meditator instead of a mediator. Back to you, Bob.
My mind is a sieve through which all my thoughts will fall. But first, a weather update from Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. My brain is a pizza that is floating downstream, and I'm very much at peace. It's partly sunny here in Zucchini Land and warm. But it looks like rain for tomorrow. Oh, well, the rain is pasta that falls gently upon the pickle chair. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. We are all just little strawberries on top of a moon that belongs not to us, but to someone we met 3 years ago. Bye-bye.
I think it's our turn next.
Ooh. Now remember, anything's possible with this piano audition.
You're right, guys. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go in there and do my best.
Yeah. Doing your best is all that really matters.
Yeah, if you give it your best effort, then you're already a winner, whether or not you end up getting the part.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
The quote of the day is...
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
Well, I guess doing a piano audition is kind of like playing soccer.
How's that?
Worrying too much about winning makes it hard to have fun.
It'd make it much easier if we could just go in there, do the best we can, and have a good time.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
First day of practice, it was easy to see. Our soccer team wasn't all it could be. The coach kicked the ball out, said, "Let's have some fun." Some kid yelled out, "Watch me hit a home run." Our first game that week, it was quite a surprise. We were losing 6-0 before we opened our eyes. The score was 12-0. At the end of the day, our coach called us over, and I heard him say, "Sometimes you lose, and sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed. You play for the love of the game." So we showed up the next week all ready to play. But wouldn't you know, it went the same way. Their team scored first, then again and again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Week after week it was always the same. We never scored, we lost every game. The other teams won, the other teams cheered, and the voice of my coach just rang in my ears, saying, "Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. If you've done your best, then don't be ashamed, 'cause you play for the love of the game." 8 games we've lost, how many more? Some kid asked our coach, "What's it feel like to score?" But still I show up on each Saturday, 'cause I like to run and I love to play. Last game of the season, what could be worse? Our team in last, their team in first. They're big and fast, we're small and slow. Who picked these teams? That's what I want to know. Their team scored first, But then we held fast, we stayed in position. Sometimes we passed, with time running out. Looked like they'd win, Lai centered the ball. Todd kicked it in. The ref blew the whistle, the game was all done. The score was all tied, but it felt like we'd won. Our coach screamed and shouted, he yelled, "Way to go!" I said, "Hey coach, calm down, don't you know? Sometimes you lose, and sometimes you win. They knock you down, just get up again. You've done your best, then don't be ashamed, 'cause you play for the love of the game. 'Cause you play for the love of the game."
That was a song from Phil Harley.
So, Steve, did you get the part?
I won't know until sometime next week. But I think it went well. I feel good about it.
How did you do, Susan?
Well, it's hard to play piano when your hands shake, but everything went pretty well. But I have to admit, I'm relieved that it's over.
Yeah, me too. Let's celebrate.
Let's have a little yee-haw!
I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy today. I said I'm so happy. Ow! I love feeling this way. Come on, guys. I just wanna dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon. Dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon. Happy. I think I give her a little smile. Woo! I said I'm so happy. Yeehaw! Think I'll stay for a while. Come on! I just wanna dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon. Dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon. Dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon. Dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon. Dance, dance, dance around the room. Yeah, dance in the morning and the afternoon. Dance, dance, dance around the room. Dance in the morning and the afternoon.
The song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
Hello, this is Pete from Pete's Sneaker Store, and I heard that you feel like dancing.
Well, yes, my brother Jack sang about that.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that we have a whole new line of dancing sneakers here at the sneaker store.
Dancing sneakers?
We have all kinds of dancing sneakers. Swing dancing sneakers, modern dance sneakers, archaic dance sneakers, sneakers for those who are excited by the apathy dance, ballet sneakers, tap dance sneakers, and contra dance sneakers, all kinds of dancing sneakers. We're practically giving them all away. For a price, of course, just see me.
Pete's Sneaker Store, located at 22 Quackenbush Road in Zucchini Land. Void where prohibited by law.
Pete, I don't think we need any dancing sneakers.
Well, what if someone asked you to do the Holly Golly?
Well, I could always just play her a song from the Beach Boys.
Well, we'll meet my baby, do it how we do it the most.
that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
RTE Junior in Ireland.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,292.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Dancing sneakers. Hey, would you teach me to play piano?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Really? It's easy?
I wouldn't call it easy, but...
Is it kind of sort of easy?
Well, it's takes some practice.
As a flight of tundra swans passes overhead on a winter day, their voices swell in a kind of wild music. You might want to call it a swan song. The term swan song has an old and intriguing lineage. The ancient Greeks believed that swans remained silent most of their lives, singing an exquisite, heart-rending lament only at the moment of their death.